News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, a fabulous producer, taking great care of us all the time, including right now. We have next up on WKOK Sunrise, movie Mike McGranahan is here, professional movie critic. His website is aisleseat.com. He's a staff writer for Ranker, a member of the Critics' Choice Association and Online Film Critics Society. He's an author, prolific tweeter, and his appearance today sponsored by the Campus Theater Lewisburg. We invite you to do what I do every time that we're going to watch a movie. Check it out ahead of time at aisleseat.com. All right, Movie Mike here with his review. We'll start out with a full review of Dear Evan Hansen.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted after seeing Dear Evan Hansen. I can't believe anyone thought this movie was a good idea. Ben Platt plays Evan, a socially awkward teenager who repeatedly lies to a grieving family after they mistakenly believe he was the only friend of their son and brother who killed himself. The more he makes up stories about this non-existent friendship, the more the family embraces him. And in case you didn't know, this is a musical. That's right, teen suicide presented as a toe-tapper. What Evan does is unspeakably cruel, yet we're supposed to sympathize with him because he's lonely. I didn't sympathize with him. I wanted to punch him in the face. He's a jerk. Ben Platt's one-note performance makes things even worse. The actor, who played Evan in the original Broadway play, doesn't seem to realize that what works on stage reads a lot differently on screen. He wildly overdoes the character's nerdy awkwardness to the point where it seems like he'd be more at home in a Saturday Night Live sketch than in an ostensibly serious movie about teenage mental health issues. Even the flatly staged musical numbers are a bust. Julianne Moore and Amy Adams are typically good as Evan's mom and the other kid's mom, but otherwise Dear Evan Hansen is a 137-minute series of woefully misguided creative choices. This movie is awful. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1.5 Tony Awards.
Okay. I thought the trailer looked satisfactory, but I guess I missed the boat there.
It's so bad. I mean, okay. I don't know what they were thinking.
Why 1.5?
Well, Amy Adams and Julianne Moore are good, and Caitlin Dever, who people might remember from Booksmart, she plays the sister of the deceased kid, and she's also very good. So the three of them give good performances. They're just stuck in a movie that is offensive and that I think ends up trivializing mental health issues and is just a bad movie all the way around, aside from the three of them.
Well, and sends a wrong message about kind of faking your way through life as well.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, what he does is so cruel. This boy who committed suicide was very emotionally volatile. He was drug addicted, had no friends, was just very unhappy. And they believe that Evan Hansen was his friend through a mix-up that could have been cleared up in 2 seconds if the kid had merely told the truth, but then the movie would be over. So he just continually lies and makes up these stories about the things he and this dead kid did, and the family loves that, and it makes them feel better, thinking that their son might have actually been happy, but of course he wasn't. And then you get the scene towards the end where they find out the truth, and they're all devastated. So it's tragedy upon tragedy, and we're supposed to feel bad for this Evan kid, and he's just so cruel. I just couldn't empathize with him.
You didn't like that. Okay, and you...
I'm getting worked up talking about it.
Well, yeah,
that's how
you have an informed view on these kinds of topics, too. So
I think you have to handle it very sensitively on screen, and this movie really just kind of trivializes it and uses it as something to push a story forward. It doesn't really say anything important on the matter.
Could something have saved this? It sounds like if you're not telling the truth through the whole movie, then that's the whole through line.
They're starting off with what to me is fundamentally flawed material, although the Broadway play was very widely acclaimed, won some Tony Awards. So maybe it's totally different. I have not seen the stage version of it. After the movie, I don't really want to. But maybe it's different on the stage, but the way they adapted it for the film, at least, is very, very bad.
All right, so Dear Evan Hansen and ekes out 1.5.
1.5 Tony Awards.
Oh, okay. Well, geez, maybe it deserved those, but certainly doesn't get any points on your scale. Okay. Let's see. There are some new movies. Oh, where is it? Let's see, Dear Evan Hansen. Let's suppose you're undeterred by your review. Where is that?
Opens in theaters nationwide today.
Okay, so just at the box office. All right. The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a movie about Tammy Faye Baker, Factor primarily, but her husband Jim factors into it. Jessica Chastain gives one of the best performances of her career as Tammy Faye. Andrew Garfield is also very good as Jim Baker. You got Vincent D'Onofrio as Jerry Falwell. He's entertaining. And what's amazing to me about this movie is that Tammy Faye Baker, of course, was this larger-than-life figure. Everybody made fun of her because of all the makeup and everything. And she was kind of a caricature in a way. And it would have been very easy for an actress to just fall back on that, to just put on the makeup and do a pale imitation like an SNL sketch. And Jessica Chastain doesn't do that. She goes deeper and really finds the human being underneath all that makeup and underneath the public image. And she humanizes Tammy Faye Baker. The movie kind of goes through from when they met up through the scandals that took them down and her life afterwards. I think my only complaint with this movie is that it sort of softens her role in everything that happened with the PTL Club and all the money. I mean, Tammy Faye Baker lived a very lavish lifestyle paid for by their viewers. The movie downplays that, but it's really worth seeing for the two performances, especially Jessica Chastain's. I foresee an Oscar nomination for her, potentially. So, Eyes of Tammy Faye, 3 stars.
Okay, 3 even. Yeah, the trailer looked interesting. You'd see a side of Tammy Faye that isn't all fiction, right, that you wouldn't have seen before.
Right, right. And the movie is based on true events. Like I said, my only hesitation is that I think it wants to sympathize with her so much that it downplays her role in the criminal activity that was going on there, or at least the morally questionable activity, but still worth seeing.
And that's in theaters?
That is in theaters only, yes.
Okay. Cop Shop.
Yeah, Cop Shop is a weird action movie. It stars Gerard Butler as a hitman, and he gets himself arrested because the guy he's supposed to kill is in jail, but then there's this other psychotic hitman who comes in looking to kill everybody else for reasons that are not worth going into, and it turns into this whole giant standoff in a police station where everybody's out to kill everybody else. I was sort of mixed on this movie. It has some interesting scenes to it, some interesting moral dilemmas, but at the same time, I think that the characters are generally undeveloped. And it's one of those movies where you can tell that they're kind of creating scenarios just so that they can have these big shootouts and things like that. It doesn't really gel together as a story. So 2.5 stars for Cop Shop. The kind of thing maybe you might want to watch on demand or if it pops up on HBO someday. Not necessarily something you'd want to pay $8 or $10 to see.
And it's at the theaters.
That is in theaters only, yes.
Oh, okay. Is this the new norm now? Are we done with these things that open on HBO Plus and Apple Plus?
No, next week we have 2 of them that are going to be doing dual openings, The Addams Family 2 and The Many Saints of Newark, which is the Sopranos prequel. So those are going to be theaters and streaming at the same time.
What do you think of the Sopranos prequel?
I'm excited to see it. Sopranos is one of the best shows I think ever put on television. So I love that show. Excited to see what they do with the movie.
Okay, so we'll see that. All right, so those are the movies that are out. No other new movies are right on the front of the page here.
Correct. Okay. Right. It's Eyes of Tammy Faye and Dear Evan Hansen this week.
Okay, and Cop Shop. That's not a terrible movie, but the Dear Evan Hansen is. All right, Melvin Van Peebles died, and, mm-hmm. I don't follow the entertainment industry like you do, so I was unaware that he was really one of the great movers of mm-hmm. our time.
Yeah, Melvin Van Peebles, he made films in the 70s, Sweet Sweetback, Watermelon Man, and he really was the person who ushered in what we now refer to as the blaxploitation movies. He made movies for African-American audiences that dealt with African-American themes and presented African-Americans as the heroes in stories and often, white establishment figures as the enemies. So he was kind of ahead of his time in dealing with some of the Black Lives Matter issues that we're talking about so much now, but a really influential filmmaker who had so many great films. His son is Mario Van Peebles, who's an actor, and he passed away this week at age 89, but certainly a true pioneer. Whether you've seen his movies or not, you have to recognize he was a true pioneer in movies and in representation in movies.
All right, so Melvin Van Peebles, and I was surprised. I think I have seen some of the films, you mm-hmm. named, like The Watermelon. I didn't think that I had seen it, but when they showed excerpts in the news, I thought, oh, well, that looks familiar. So maybe I didn't just... wasn't monitoring it as closely. Well, and this was during the time of films were starting to come out on videotape and so on, so you might end up seeing more films than you might otherwise. So that was happening at the same time. All right, it caught your eye this week, at least tweeting-wise, that Saturday Night Live announced their hosting lineup. Your interest there?
Yeah, they come back for their new season next week, and they've already announced the first few hosts. Owen Wilson will be hosting the season premiere. Also coming up will be Oscar winner Rami Malek from Bohemian Rhapsody. Former cast member Jason Sudeikis is coming back to host. And kind of an unusual choice here, Kim Kardashian is going to be one of the hosts.
Why?
Which, you know, a lot of people were making fun of that on Facebook and Twitter and social media. I'm kind of intrigued by it. If she's willing to poke some fun at herself, I think that could be very funny.
Okay. Well, and she's a talented individual. Everybody keeps saying, though, she's a talented, you know, super marketing expert when it comes to business dealings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see it. You know, let's see what she can do. Okay. Well, we'll take it from there. All right. Finally, Eddie Murphy and Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy signed a 3-picture deal with Amazon. You know, earlier this year, his sequel, Coming to America, skipped theaters because of COVID and went straight to Amazon Prime. It did phenomenally well, and apparently Eddie was very happy with the job they did promoting the movie and selling it, and so he signed a deal to make 3 more movies with Amazon Prime.
And which movie was on Amazon that he did?
Coming to America.
Oh, okay. And that ended up doing well there?
Did extremely well, yes. I mean, that was one of those cases where a movie did bypass theaters. It was designed to be a big box office hit, bypass theaters, but did extraordinarily well on a streaming service.
Okay. Well, good. Okay. So, and what should we look for from Eddie Murphy? Something groundbreaking, fascinating, great character development, and awesome movies?
I hope so. I hope that he'll use this opportunity to take some chances and do some risks and not just repeat himself. So we'll see what he comes up with.
Right. Not coming to America again.
Right.
Or leaving America.
Let's have something new, Eddie.
Something. All right. Thank you so much, Movie Mike.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the movies. Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com.